how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG. Make the difference.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI-powered generative tech takes over. OpenAI's identity verification, Bing's image creator, and Adobe's Sensei generative AI services. A legislative roundup with rules on severance agreements, upholding Privacy Act, and the 32-hour workweek bill. And distributor relationships and acquisitions. Sentinel One, Ingram Micro, and Accenture make some moves. This is the Business of Tech. Generative AI stories are a thing. Let's take another dive in there. Showing the impact already, ChatGPT had an outage this week after the bug exposed brief descriptions of other users' conversations with people on the service. OpenAI's plan for identity verification is different. They plan to use WorldCoin, a crypto project co-founded by CEO Sam Altman, which relies heavily on iris scans as proof of identity. Here's how it works. WorldID helps verify someone's identity in one of two ways, by phone number verification or via the Orb, a battery-powered iris scanning device available at WorldCoin operator locations. From there, WorldID users can add a phone number or orb verification to their private key identifiers, which are separate from WorldCoin crypto wallet key numbers. But app developers who let their users log in via WorldID will choose what level of verification they require for their services. Some data from OpenAI Research in collaboration with the University of Pennsylvania about the impact. A new study from the company estimates that AI-powered chat technologies could seriously affect 19% of the jobs in the U.S., meaning at least 50% of their tasks impacted. The research further estimates that 80% of the U.S. workforce could see at least 10% of their work tasks affected in some way by ChatGPT. Meanwhile, Microsoft has announced that Bing will allow users to generate images with Bing Chat. It's based on DALL-E, which is OpenAI's generative AI image generator. They didn't say which version, just that it's the latest. It's being called Bing Image Creator. It's slowly rolling out in the Bing preview and will only be available in Bing's creative mode. It will also be in the Edge sidebar. Speaking of designers, Adobe is in the mix too. Adobe unveiled Adobe Sensei Generative AI Services, a set of enterprise-focused AI-powered services across its suite of productivity apps. They're leveraging their own large language models and Azure's OpenAI. This was right after they launched a set of AI models called Firefly, which offers a single model designed to generate images and text effects from descriptions. Developed using hundreds of millions of photos, the model will soon be able to create content across Adobe apps, including Express, Photoshop, Illustrator, and Adobe Experience Manager, given a text prompt. I'll close with an interesting one from The Information, where the title pretty much tells the tale. Quote, OpenAI and Microsoft are partners until they vie for the same customers. Why do we care? I'm going to say I'm skeptical of OpenAI's identity plan. We'll continue to watch that one. I'm also inclined to be skeptical of their data on AI impact. But even being skeptical, if you'd reduce the effect in half, it's still substantial. That should tell you what you need to know. This appears to be the real deal. And so everyone continues to get into the game, and quickly. It's led me to that last article. The competition will get fierce. That should be good for providers, where different solutions offer variety. We like competition. It just adds complexity, too. I haven't done a legislative roundup in a bit, and it's time. There are several threads to look at. Last month, the National Labor Relations Board ruled that employers can no longer demand laid-off employees avoid publicly disparaging the company as part of their severance agreements, nor can they stop affected employees from disclosing the terms of their exit packages. Doing so, the federal agency determined, would be a violation of the laid-off employees' rights under the National Labor Relations Act. And in the potential column, here are two. The Upholding Protections for Health and Online Location Data Privacy Act, or UPHOLD, aims to resolve lingering concerns over the online safety of abortion-seeking patients. The bill would ban personally identifiable health data from being used for targeted advertising and bar the sale of precision location data to data brokerages. I missed this one earlier in the month. Representative Mark Takano from California reintroduced a bill in the House that would make the 32-hour work week a national standard and lower the threshold triggering overtime compensation for most employees. The previous version didn't get a hearing and likely won't this year either, but he did put it forward. Why do we care? I won't overblow the potential laws. They're bills, and so it's all maybe. Just an update on what's being considered. However, the NLRB's ruling is in play now. Be aware of these changes. With non-competes under scrutiny, too, the rules for employers are changing fast. Frankly, it's never wise to leverage the stick when you can offer the carrot. Some channel updates for you. They've proven to be popular. Sentinel One announced new distributor relationships, making the product available via Kara Soft, Exclusive Networks, and Ingram Micro. Ingram Micro announced achieving the AWS Migration Competency status, intended to offer the service to partners in order to assist their customers. And Accenture has acquired industrial AI specialist Flutura, focusing on data science services for manufacturers and other asset-intensive companies. They also have an AI platform for self-service solutions for advanced analytics. Why do we care? Well, these are just good tactical updates for you. Take them under advisement. Every 3 years, Carl Polachuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today, National and International Goof Off Day. There's one I wish I knew before I started writing the show. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.